podcast you're about to listen to is for adults only. Anyone under 18, please turn on Kids Bop right now. Any opinions or advice that we give on this show should not be taken too seriously, as we are not professionals at all. With that being said, make yourself a drink and join us on our journey as a married couple enjoying the lifestyle in beautiful Southern California. Happy 4th of July, everybody.
It started?
Yes, it started. Oh,
we were checking and now we're not checking.
we're checked out.
We have checked out.
I've checked out already.
We've all checked out.
Happy 4th of July. We made it. So
I don't even know what that means. We made it to the 4th of July.
We did. One more. We made it to one more. Well, welcome back, everybody. We are the Sweet Side of Life podcast, coming to you all the way from Southern California.
Could be all the way for some people.
It could be. Could be.
It's very close for us.
All right. I can see where this is going. Anyways, so this is an episode that was supposed to be recorded two nights ago.
Then last night.
And then it was supposed to be last night. And then we almost didn't do it tonight.
We were so tired.
Tired and drinking.
That's the problem, is we have to do it at night, and it's like I have so much motivation at 7 o'clock.
Oh yeah, if we could do it at like noon, it'd be fantabulous.
Yeah, my motivation kind of dwindles come 11 o'clock at night.
But yeah, we have to wait till it's a little bit later.
Yeah,
but so, anyways,
cheers.
We're here.
So hence our lack of, you know. The motivation that we had, the little motivation we had, did not include making craft cocktails.
Nothing fancy tonight.
I literally earlier today, well, 2 days ago, because this is what we're supposed to do, is 2 days ago, I literally froze half of my banana from my breakfast to make you the haktu drink.
Haktu. So that's coming soon.
Yeah, it has to come soon because, no pun intended, because
that banana's gonna
there's
go
a
bad.
Banana that's frozen in our freezer right now, just waiting to be haktued on.
So that being said, what is their drink of choice tonight?
I'm being fancy with a vodka, Lemon Eddie's vodka, and a Waterloo blackberry lemonade soda water.
All right, so a vodka soda.
Yeah.
Okay. But in a martini glass.
In a martini glass.
Because you were drinking martinis.
Yeah, I had a martini. We watched the movie A Family Affair on Netflix with Zac Efron and Nicole Kidman. And it was a cute movie.
It was all right.
Yeah, you didn't like it? It was kind of a romantic comedy, so I was here for it.
Rom-coms are not as good as they used to
be. We both got a chuckle out of one part of it, and I can't remember what it was, but I know we were both
It was cute.
Yeah.
I feel like once Netflix started making their, like, Netflix movies, some of them get mailed in.
Yeah.
And this one, I wouldn't say mailed in. It was cute.
It was cute.
But it wasn't.
Well, let's just talk about the fact that you thought Zac Efron was in his mid-40s.
I don't know. He had some work
done. We were looking at the age gap between him and Nicole Kidman, and I'm like, it's like 20 years. You're like, he's in his mid-40s. I'm like, he's not. He's in his mid-30s.
Yes. In fact, he was. Anyways. So that's what we finished doing before we decided to come in here.
Yeah.
So, really quick.
Did we cheers?
We did cheers.
Okay.
But you know we're going to cheers again.
Okay.
Because at the end of the last podcast, I was saying that our goal, we were going to be hitting 20,000 downloads.
And we exceeded it.
We hit 20,000 on that one. Cheers.
Cheers.
And we're now at like 25,000. So sweet. That's pretty cool. But, you know, that was a big thing for us, and I don't know why that number, something about that number just, like, turned me on.
throw another 1,000.
So we hit that number plus since we recorded our last podcast.
So thank you for all who listen to our bullshit every time we put it out.
You know, we put out bullshit and people eat it up and then they download the next like thing of bullshit. So that's great. Appreciate it, guys. We do want to hear from you guys. We've been getting a lot of emails lately and people asking for like advice on places to go. And SoCal and Arizona and so we try to reply and, you know, answer all those people. So if you guys have any questions or anything, you can shoot us an email at thesweetsideoflifepodcast@outlook.com.
Or if there's something you want us to talk about besides our own bullshit.
If you have questions, if you guys have anything you want us to talk about, if you guys have stories, we'll read them online. If you'd like
some more of my ASMR, let me know.
Speaking of ASMR, I don't think it had anything to do with our episode, but after we released our episode of ASMR, the Swingers Couch podcast, Autumn Sins was saying how she hates ASMR. I don't think it's connected. It just happened to be like,
that's hilarious.
She was saying something. I can't remember the whole context of it, but she was saying something. She's like, oh my God, this makes me nauseous. I'm like, same girl, same. Like, ugh, just hear like, ugh, just thinking about it. There's a few things in life that make me nauseous and like really intense ASMR is one of it. But,
just don't listen.
I don't.
Good.
Except when I have to edit your shit. But anyways, what else was I going to talk about? The email. You can find our TikToks. And
I need to put out a TikTok. I was going to put out a TikTok if I made the Huck 2 drink, but I you didn't failed. Make it.
So tonight is now Friday night, right? Friday night, the 5th of July.
Yes.
And tomorrow morning, we have our big trip to Bia Vita. It's our first time there. It's a resort here in Southern California. We've never been there, and it's actually fairly close to us, closer than some of the other ones that we go to on a regular basis. So,
but it's not an overnight resort. It's a day.
It's a come and go. Come and go. Speaking of come and go, I asked you to surprise me with a drink earlier, and
we're calling it the... See, that's what you should have been drinking, or at least we should have said you were drinking.
I don't lie to the people.
I know. I made you a drink.
I think we should name our fans Sweetums.
You're freaking weird.
Is that right? Sounds good? Sweetums? No, like our fans are Sweetums.
You're weird.
All right. I didn't want to lie to the Sweetums.
I don't love that for you. I So I made, I made you, you were like, surprise me. That's
dangerous.
Yeah, why would we do that? Why do you do that to yourself? Because you know I'm going to fuck it up.
Yeah, you don't go online, you don't look up recipes, no. You just grab bottles. You free bottle it.
I free bottle it. So you had, earlier today I made you, so it was Malibu coconut rum, mm-hmm. Malibu pineapple rum.
Bacardi. You put the Malibu pineapple in there?
Yeah.
You didn't tell me about that one.
I'm for sure I did.
No, you told me Malibu coconut. You said Bacardi white.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah, I did that. Bacardi white, Bacardi gold.
Bacardi gold. And it was the pineapple rum?
Malibu pineapple. The two. I almost put the Malibu watermelon in there, but Jesus I was Christ. Like, oh, that's too much. So I did Malibu coconut, Malibu pineapple, Bacardi white, Bacardi gold. All of this was just... I just eyeballed it into the shaker.
There's no jiggers.
There is no jiggers used. And then I was like, I'm going to add orange juice to this. So I'll add triple sec to add an extra flare of orange juice or the orange. So I added triple sec. And then I put in orange juice, a little bit of grenadine, and then
splash.
I shook it up and then I put it in your glass and then I topped it with Sprite.
And we called that drink, when in doubt, rum one out.
Rum one out.
So that was your original invention recipe?
Yeah.
We had to... I'll put that that concoction
How
on the...
How was it? It was good. I didn't taste it.
It was good. The color of the drink did not prepare me for the taste of it.
Yeah.
Because it was kind of like reddish.
It looked like a sunset.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe it was Bahama Mama. Uh-huh. But when I took the sip, the Bacardi White... on the Bacardi Gold is what hit my palate first.
Yeah, you thought I put Myers in it. I almost put...
It was the Bacardi Gold, which made me think.
You know what?
That.
I might have put...
What the fuck?
I might have put Spice Drum in it, too.
Oh.
No, I don't think I did. I think I thought about it. And I was like, Emily, don't go too deep. Don't go too deep here.
That's what she said.
And then I was going to call it the five-handed rum.
Five-handed rum one out.
Rum one out. Because it was going to be five rums.
That would have been intense.
Yeah. Maybe so, next time. We'll put a float next time.
So that was how dinner went. Mm-hmm. I had two of those because she made a shaker. So yeah. I had two of those. But now we're just we're trying to wind the night down because we have
a long day tomorrow.
A long ass day tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You got the gym in the morning, and then we are partying from 12:30 p.m. to 12:30 a.m.
Yes.
We have a 12-hour shift in the 100-degree-plus sun.
Yeah, but we do have a little...
We did rent the bungalow, which has an AC.
Yeah.
Which I think is going to be key.
Yeah.
And we are also doing our podcast from there.
Yes, we're planning... We're hoping to... we're hoping to interview the owners.
Yep.
And Sammy and myself might do a little prequel to our podcast.
It's the pilot episode.
Yeah, the pilot episode. We'll see how people feel about it. But
say less with Sammy and Emily.
Say less.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. I talked to her about it. I think she's down. I think she's scared. I think she's getting a little nervous now.
Nah.
You don't think so?
No.
Okay. I will see.
I don't think so. I think she's excited.
I hope so.
It was her idea.
So basically, in case, I think we mentioned it in the last episode, we're going to be doing a, like a girls only podcast. It's going to be part of the Sweet Side of Life family it's going to be on the same channel. It's just going to be a different episode that we're going to release kind of separate with a separate, you know, a different title. But it's going to be the same umbrella company, basically.
Mm-hmm. Company. We fancy.
We are going public next week.
We fancy. You could exchange socks.
Yes. So we're going there tomorrow. And it's going to be a long weekend. So you guys, if you haven't already, join our Cassidy group. If you search up The Sweet Side of Life. You can join us there, and then you can find out, you know, the actual information about all the events we attend monthly.
Yeah.
So, and you can get on like it's not the mailing list, but, you know, we send out like invitations and event parties and blah, 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 blah.
Right. So if you're in Southern California and so I see a lot right now on all these Facebook groups we're on in like swinger stuff that they're like, people are always like, what do I do? How do I find things to do in Southern California? Or I live in Orange County and I don't know anything to do. And I'm like, friend, I could throw a rock and like any day of the week at any time and find something to do. You just need to join a community or like a group or
a lot of the people just don't know
social media essentially for
a lot of people are still Craigslist swingers.
Yeah.
Like they don't realize like that there are so many options and like when we first joined Cassidy.
Yeah, we did do that.
We're like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like we were doing Reddit. You know, we were doing like trying to figure out how to find the parties and there's a lot of he said, she said, but then all of a sudden Cassidy is like, like you said, every single day of the week you could find something or somebody to do.
I can have a gangbang at brunch time and then a freaking ping party at dinner and
a rousing midnight, game of ping pong at night.
Midnight rendezvous. Like there can be
a lot going on.
And that's just Thursday.
Exactly. Don't even get to the weekends. Shit.
So yeah. So if you're listening and you are not part of a paid, lifestyle, social media.
Dating website. There are so many, like Cassidy in our area. I think Cassidy's the biggest. And there's SDC.
In our area.
SLS.
Yeah, if you're in Central or East Coast, I think SLS is more.
SLS and SDC. And then there's also 3Fun. And then there's also, what's the
3Fun is free though. There's a paid version of it, I think. But I've actually seen a lot. Our friends do it. Our friends, like, they joined all of the things, and they said that they get a lot of like fake stuff.
Anything that has a free membership,
yeah,
you gotta have to beware because people just post it to get like that thrill of, but they don't follow through.
Or whatever.
Yeah,
yeah.
Or their picture.
So I don't know gatherers. If I would do three fun. I mean, I
check
guess.
It out.
Yeah, you could check it out.
It's not for us. We don't. I think I looked at it, and then I think the thing about three fun. Pardon me if I'm wrong, but I don't believe there was a couple sign up.
Everybody's individual.
Maybe it was another. There's another one out there. It starts with a P or something. This is me being not informed at all. I wasn't even ready for this, but there's a bunch of them.
Yeah. Anyway, but if you're in Southern California where we are, we feel like Cassidy is probably one of the biggest ones out here.
Yeah.
We've literally not had a problem finding anything to do at any time. Join different communities and...
That's the other thing is once you join the site, search communities.
In your area.
Type in like names or whatever. Yeah. And then next thing you know, your timeline is just filled with parties. And if you go to the party tab, you can search within your area. It's just, it's a lot of shit at
endless.
Your fingertips. Yeah.
It's endless. So like I said, I've just seen that a lot. I feel like on
these Are we trying to get sponsored by Cassidy right now?
I know, right? On these Facebook groups. And yeah, this is not a paid sponsorship. but hey, Cassidy, if you'd like to pay us, we will promote the fuck out of you.
I'll take some stickers.
Yeah, exactly. but anyway, so I've just seen it a lot. So if you are listening, that's what I would recommend is join some sort of group because that's where you're going to find legitimate parties and stuff. But that being said, that is where we found the party that we went to in Vegas or parties. Which we started talking about last podcast.
Part one,
we barely got through. We went back and kind of listened to it because I'm like, did we talk about this? I feel like we had our worst breakfast, but I feel like that was on this day. But yeah, we talked about the party on Thursday night, the pink party, which was, we both said was probably our favorite nighttime party because it was smaller. And
our dog's knocking at the door right now.
Our dog just scared the crap out of me, knocked at the door. But because it was smaller and as far as like more quaint, but still a ton of people. And you had said when we were there, we're like looking at like we're in the party and there's just a ton of people and everybody's so close together and it's just like really good vibe. But you were kind of like, basically what you said is like looking around, you're like, I could throw a dart.
Yes.
And anyone it hit, I would be fine with hooking up with. Like, it was
I could just throw a dart up in the air, close my eyes.
Yeah. It was just.
And wherever it lands.
So many good looking people. Mm-hmm. Young, old, middle age, like all the different ages.
Yeah.
All the different like nationalities.
But what happened was I threw it up in the air and it hit myself. So I just masturbated in the middle of the room. And ultimately that got me kicked out. Apparently that's looked down upon.
But that's just like, I feel like that's a lot of the plush stuff that we go to. I don't know. I've never seen like an ugly person at a plush thing. Like it's just everybody's good looking and you're just kind of like, am I, am I the one they use to balance out the prettiness? It's like a lot of good looking people. So that was kind of the joke the whole weekend. It's like, I could throw a dart. I could throw a dart.
And before we were leaving our hotel room, like, all right, do you have your darts in your pocket?
Yeah, exactly. Because, oh my gosh, so many good looking people. But anyway, so Friday they had a day party at the Ahern, which was the host hotel.
Yep.
But that day we were switching hotels. We were switching from downtown Vegas to the Sahara.
Yeah, we were staying at the Golden Nugget Wednesday and Thursday night, but then we wanted to get closer to the party.
Yeah, so it was the Sahara was a overflow hotel because we couldn't figure out how to get to into the actual hotel. Turns out later I talked to people and they were like, you needed to call. You couldn't have done it online. We're like, oh, well.
Now we know.
But we didn't know at the time. So we ended up staying at the Sahara, which was great because we also had a concert later that night, which their hotel was also the Sahara. So everything was right close together.
Yes.
But with moving hotels and checking into a new hotel and all of that stuff, we got to the pool party
about 2.5 hours
after it started, which normally we like to get there when it starts.
I like to help people set up parties. Yeah.
And I'm not normally that type of person, but after showing up at this party 2.5 hours into it, I was so overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Because I was sober.
That's what happened to us at the plush New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
As we didn't do the pre-party night. That. And we walked in, we were like,
yeah, it's overwhelming when everybody's drunk and like half naked and you're like, yeah. I'm sober and I'm fully clothed and I don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. So literally I was like, we walked in and like, I'm like, oh my God. And I wasn't even in my bathing suit. I mean, because we came from another hotel. So I was like, and this one, you couldn't be topless, but you could have pasties on.
Yeah.
So I was like in basically like my stretch shorts and my tank top, like basically what I'm wearing right now, right? Which is basically my casual clothes, like my lounge clothes. And I anticipated like going there, changing, and then walking into the party.
You were in your hotel hop-in clothes.
Yeah. We literally walked right into the party and I was like.
From the lobby, you walked in. It was right there. We were like, duh.
Like, yeah, because the pool is right off the lobby. So I'm like, oh my God, I'm so overdressed. I just felt like, and I was sober.
And the music was just pumping. And
the music was so loud. And I was just like, around, oh my God. And it was so many people. And I'm like, I can't right now.
It,
so
took,
I'm like,
it took a few minutes.
So to... like we got a drink. And then I was like, I need to go to the bathroom. I need to change and like get into sexy clothes. So I feel at least, if I don't even look it, I at least feel the part. Like I'm in my, you know, clothes that I want to be in.
Yeah.
And it was hot.
It was hot as fuck.
So, yeah. So I did that. And then... eventually, we kind of settled into it, but the pool, found
a few friends.
Yeah. The pool was really tiny. I will say that.
It was tiny.
For how many people were there, it was like nut to butt, like in the pool. And it was standing room only. I know that Plush wants to make this their like host hotel for Dirty Vegas every year.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, I don't know how that's gonna work. I mean, the event center, like the
I think the
first party we had was so good. That room was so good for it.
They have the room for it when it comes to like the event center, and the sister pool is not the most impressive. The pool is
not made for. There's nowhere to sit.
I think it would have been better had we gotten there a little bit earlier. I don't think our critiques would have been as much. Had we gotten there?
I don't know.
You don't think so?
The pool was still fucking small, and it was shallow.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. It was. I mean, we still had a good time, obviously. But it just
took a minute.
It took a minute, and then it was just a lot. And then we hung out with Sam and Cole, and then who else was there?
We ran into another one of my Cassidy crushes.
And found out they listened to us.
Yeah, we, so there's a girl. She has been to one or two of the Lust parties, and, I've always had my eye on her. You know? Of course, why not? But I think we've met them briefly. It was just like in passing.
Yeah.
But, we're standing there talking, and then, it just...
they're friends with Sam and Cole.
Yep.
I mean, because we're all from kind of the same area.
So we're all talking there. And then was it him? He started talking about.
Listening to our
podcast.
Yeah,
he's like, listens to your podcast. Yeah. And I was like, oh, shit. I had no idea.
The girl with the pineapple tattoo on her butt.
Yep. And then a little bit later, I broke it down to her. I'm like, just so you know, you're one of my Cassidy crushes. She's like, aw. And then she walked away.
No, we kind of
to be continued.
She's super shy, I think. She's super introverted and shy, and
which I'm the same, so that never is good.
Yeah. Someone's gonna have to break the mold.
But no, it's if you're listening, sup. We'll call them G&B.
Okay,
that makes sense.
I love it. Whatever. Right. Sure. G&B.
We got Beard and Butts, G&B.
The upside down pineapple people. She has it on her butt.
That described everybody.
No, she has the tattoo on her butt, and then he has it, I think, on his arm, right?
Arm?
I think it was his arm.
Oh, I didn't see the arm. I was too busy looking at her butt.
Yeah, exactly.
My eyes were busy.
Yeah. So anyway, so we were talking to them a little bit, and...
And then we did eventually get in the pool there.
For like a second.
We got in the pool, and then that's when I also developed a crush.
Yeah.
On the DJ.
Hey, DJ. It's your DJ.
Shout out to DJ Lolo.
DJ Lolo.
We were in the pool, and I was looking at you. I go, I'm going to say something that you don't normally hear me say. And you're like, what? I go, I think I have a crush on the DJ. Because normally the DJ is a guy. But she was not.
She was not. She was not. She was a cute little blonde. I guess her hair had pink in it, I think.
Something like that.
Yeah, she had sparkles. She was all raved out. But
there's like three or four DJs there. They were all great. Mm-hmm, she was the best. We're in the pool there. We got in the pool for like maybe 20 minutes.
I mean, it was packed.
It was just ridiculous.
It was like sardines in a can.
It's like you had to level up. You would enter, and then you would hit like a group of people, and then when people would leave for the bathroom, you were able to move in deeper into the pool.
Yeah.
I think we got to like level 2 of 15.
Yeah.
And then we were like, we have to pee, and then we got out and lost our level.
Got out.
So, yeah, it was.
And it was super fucking hot. I mean, it was Vegas in the middle of
Vegas,
summer.
Vegas, 100 plus.
Yeah, it was hot.
It was a good time, but.
Yeah, it was a good time. We had a good time. I mean, and then we basically stood in the lobby because it was air conditioned, even though it was still warm because everything was open. Mm-hmm. But at least there was some air conditioning. But Cole and I ended up going to go get a drink and then running into the birthday boy, the guy with the crown and the long hair.
That guy was a riot.
Yeah, he was like, can I have a hug? And Cole was kind of making it sound like him and I were together. And I was like, oh, let's roll with it. So then, like, he was like, can I give her a hug? Can I have a hug? And I'm like, can I have a hug? And I mean, it's because I had just pasties on, so tits were out, essentially. It was just, you know. But this place was.
It was a very comfortable
absolutely
hug.
No nudity. Like.
No, they were.
That was kind of the weird part for me that whole weekend is that. I'm like used to being topless.
Yeah.
And I expected it to be a little bit more like the party for New Year's.
Yeah.
Where it was like anything.
It's just funny because you think in Vegas, you tend to be like, you think party, you think crazy. But Ahern, they were
super strict about it.
Very strict. Yeah.
So, So it was kind of.
I mean, I had my tits
what was
out.
Weird for me. What's different for us is that our play style is like very like go with the flow. So we tend to play in public more often than not. And usually it's soft. Obviously, we're not like fucking on the floor over there, but we do soft stuff like in public.
Yeah.
But there was like none of that. Like you couldn't do anything. So it was very like PG.
PG with pasties.
Yeah. So it was fun, but it was just
my
kind of like.
My wiener was very confused.
Yeah. I know. I think all of the wieners were confused. Because, it was very like a ton of women walking around with pasties on.
Yeah.
But all the men have pants on or, their shorts on. They obviously weren't. And then there was definitely no play at all.
No. Not that we saw.
And there was no play rooms for. Either so
definitely not at the pool party
or any of the parties. I mean, I think people in the night ones maybe posted like, oh, our room is open if you want to
exactly
come. But there was nothing like at Plush New Year's Eve. There was like a whole room.
There's a whole room dedicated
that was
to
part of the party, which wasn't somebody's actual room that was open for play, and they had like several beds in there. So it was just different. It wasn't what I expected.
You know, I just realized we never made it to any of the pre-parties with that one couple from San Diego.
Yeah.
It's just.
Because we had everything going on. So then, so we had the pool party. So we did all that. And, I mean, again, you can't play on site. It would have to just go back to somebody's room, essentially. So there really wasn't any play there. We had a really good time. I mean, I'm not going to say we didn't have a good time. It was a really good time, like talking to all our friends and just like meeting new people. But then we had a concert to go to that night.
Yes.
So we were going to go see The Movement at the Virgin Hotel, which was actually kind of a cool hotel.
Yeah, it was a cool hotel, and they had a nice little concert set up in the back. It was all outside.
Yeah. So we did VIP tickets because, I mean, if there's a my own bathroom and my own bar, I'm like, say less. I'm paying for the VIP. I'm at an age where I'm like,
exactly,
please, yes, please. Mm-hmm. So we did the VIP, which we didn't even know at the time what it included. I was just like, it's actually not that much more, so we're just gonna do it. But it ended up having like little we had little couches and
yeah, it was nice.
It was really close to the stage. Like we had stage access.
Yep,
like,
you could walk right up, straight up to the stage. Yeah. I probably could have jumped on stage and jammed with them if I really wanted to.
So that was a really good concert. Mm-hmm. It was fun.
And then we did that, and then that concert ended, and then we rushed back to our hotel
to change,
to shit, shower, shave,
to change for
the '80s
party that Plush had.
Yes,
which we were not. We assumed it was going to be in the same area as the pink party. That so when we got there, room. And they were like, "No, it's across the thing in the convention center." We were like, "Wait, what?" Mm-hmm. So it was in this huge room, and the couple that we met, that we kind of like told about the party and everything, they were there.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yep.
Yeah, they were there, and then some other couples that we know from down here that were there. But I mean, it was the room to me, like it was good, because I heard last year the problem was there was a million, like the lines were ridiculous for bars.
Yeah.
So it sounds like they fixed that problem, because we weren't here last year to know that.
Yep.
Because there were zero lines. There was like six bars, if not more.
Oh, there was, yeah.
They were all over the place. It was like a circle basically around the middle of the room was bars. And then there was a DJ and a stage and all that stuff. And then a ton of people dancing. And then the kind of couches kind of where people, they did like...
Yeah, stripper poles.
The stripper poles in front of the couches. They bought like VIP, I guess, or whatever there. But it was kind of like sporadic. But then there was a whole open area that just kind of was dead space a little bit. And
it allowed you to separate yourself from the loudness of the dance, but it also, it kind of separated.
It didn't. Crowd. It didn't force you to kind of like in the smaller space. It forced you to be
upstairs. You were like
together.
You had to talk to people.
Yeah. And there
for people like us that were not people always. Say they don't believe this, but we're not like super outgoing.
Yeah.
It takes us a second.
Yeah.
It did not lend itself to us.
Right. Like, and then people can say like, oh, I have heard people say like, oh, plush parties can get kind of clicky.
Yeah.
And I could see where they may see that, because everybody has their little couches. And then if you're not on the dance floor and you're kind of just like out, like, you know, like we had our group of friends there, which we love our group of friends. So that's great, but also we like to meet new people. But then it's kind of like, what do I go sit on somebody's couch that they paid for, you know, as VIP?
Yeah,
it kind of like does lend itself to some clickiness, because you can't really meet people if you're on a dance floor.
Yeah,
you know, like that's not conducive to like meeting people. So it didn't force people together like the room upstairs did that was smaller. So
yep,
that was my downside to it, is I wish it was a little bit smaller of an area or more people that filled up that area.
I'll give them a call and let them know.
Yeah.
That, listen.
I'm sure they want our input. I'm sure they care. Listen
here, guys. We know you've been doing this for many years, but have you ever thought about this?
Yeah. And I mean, they obviously don't get to choose the space 100%, but they could have blocked off some areas. Like they could have, you know how places will put up like those curtains essentially?
Yeah.
That kind of
creates a crowd.
Makes it smaller.
But then we probably would be complaining about being corralled and
maybe. I don't know.
I think it's one of those things.
Really did like the first party upstairs. And I did just too. The smaller vibe.
I just think it's up to us if we want to break those boundaries.
Yeah.
And it just didn't happen this night.
It didn't.
And that's fine.
But we had fun.
We've learned whatever happens, happens. Just go with the flow. And that's just how
it
is.
We always have a good
time. We had a great time.
Yeah.
And the thing, though, is for next year, we kind of have to think about, do we want to do Dirty Vegas or do we want to do Naughty in Nolens?
Yeah.
Because they're like a week apart.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm already getting invites for Naughty.
Yeah.
So it's like,
I don't know if I would want to do Dirty Vegas.
Again?
Yeah.
Like, I would do Dirty Vegas again, but I kind of want to try Naughty.
Yeah.
Because it's a little more of a destination. We've done Vegas 1,000 times. And Naughty is, obviously, we've always wanted to go there.
And I said this before we went, doing Dirty Vegas in Vegas, there's so much to do
in Vegas.
In Vegas, yeah. It's kind of like bringing sand to the beach.
Yeah, a little bit.
And as much fun as we had, we'll both agree the pool party on the second day was probably the best one because it could be topless.
Yeah. Oh, and we got there early.
Yeah. So. Yeah, so it's just like with all the restrictions there were for everything that we did that weekend, I'm like, there was other places that we know of that are there that we could have had a lot less restrictions at and been more lifestyle friendly.
Yeah. And but it was an event. We did it.
Yeah. We had a good time. I mean, ultimately, we had a good time. And
no regrets.
We do like plush events in general. Yeah. Like, we've always had a good time.
Well, we already booked New Year's. We already booked tickets and the hotel for New Year's Eve 2025 in San Diego.
Right. So that's the other thing that we said is that if we're doing these plush events, we want to stay on site. Like,
we have to be the host hotel.
Because
anything less than the best is a felony.
Well, yeah. because like I said, especially with Ahern,
Vanilla Ice.
Like how you couldn't play, there was no play, like public play or like anything
unless
like that.
You knew someone that had a room. Yeah. And then,
so then if we had a room, I was like, it would be different.
Well, I like for this, I brought a whole bar and I never set it up because I know Sahara was one of the overflow, but it was very inconvenient to get to and from.
Yeah.
So it would have been like, hey, how you doing? What's up? You want to come back to the room and get a drink?
And
sure.
Then go all the way back to the
$15 an Uber later.
Yeah. Or you could take the
bus that came every 20 minutes.
They did have a van that was nice.
They had a shuttle.
What was so funny is the guy in the shuttle. So there's a shuttle, right? And it basically has like a handwritten like crayon drawing of like that says plush on it, right? On the side of this like white van. And there's a guy in it with fedora. And we rode in it once. And I'm like talking to him and I'm like, we're the only ones in the van. And I'm talking to him and I'm like, well, do you know what kind of party you're like shuttling? And he's like, I just know it's like, they told me it was like a bunch of party people. And I was like, it's a bunch of swingers. And he's like, what? I haven't been hit on once. I'm like, well, that's not how this works. Like, if you're not in it, we're not trying to attack you or recruit you. Like, that's not how this works. And he's like, what the heck? And then we saw him later in the party at the last party of the night. And he was like, I'm having such a good time now that I know. Like, I was like, oh, that's funny.
But he's like, now I realize I can look at boobs and
I was
not
like,
have
they
to
didn't
revert
tell
my eyes.
You what they, what you were, who you were shuttling around or what kind of party it was. He's like, they didn't tell me. They just told me it was party people. And I was like, I mean, I guess that's valid, but, but anyway, so yeah, there was a little shuttle. But it was kind of like the timing of it. It's like, when is it coming? When is it going?
It was like every 20 minutes. And then it's got three hotels it has to go between.
Yeah.
And I am like, when I'm ready to go somewhere, I'm a timeline person.
Yeah.
When I'm ready to go, I'm ready to go. And I'm not going to wait for 20 minutes. I'm going to call an Uber and have it there in two and get me back to the room. Like, because there's always what's next. We're moving dinner reservations, something.
So then speaking of that, what's next? We went to, so then Saturday, there was two parties you could have gone to. So one at the Ahern at the same hotel we were at, which could not be, which had, you had to have pasties.
Yep.
The second,
and that was the same pool party we just did the
same
day before.
Same pool we did the day before. The second one was, at the Lexi, which is an adults only, European style pool. So obviously tops are optional.
Yes.
So we opted for the tops optional pool, which was actually a nicer pool. It wasn't much bigger, but it was deeper.
Well, the thing that was weird, though, we got there on time, like right when the party was set to start.
Yeah.
We walk in the front door.
Oh, it was so weird. There was like a drag queen doing a big speech, and we're like, did we walk into the wrong? Like, what did we walk
into? It's like we walked in, and in the lobby, there was a bunch of people seated and drag queens on the stage.
Yeah, it was like a whole show. I'm like,
which
are we
way's
at the right
the
party?
Pool? And they're like, oh, you're here for the pool party. Go that way.
So confused.
That was so weird.
Yeah, it was confusing. I'm like, I mean, I would love to watch this brunch show, but I am not here for this. But yeah, so that one was topless. And that, I feel like the Lexi, because it was adults only, and there's got to be a reason why they're not making that the host hotel, but
they probably don't have the convention center.
Yeah, they don't have the convention center for the parties, huh?
They have a slightly bigger pool, bigger layout, but they just don't have
the people, and it was
it's
tops optional in the pool. But the even just like I feel like the security guards there, because they're like probably used to I mean, I don't know who was hired by Plush and who was, like, part of the hotel, but I just felt like the vibe in general was a lot friendlier. Like, less, like, very, like, the Ahern was very rigid. It was like, you can't do this, you can't do that, da-da-da-da. And I was like, okay, well, the like, security, I didn't really know what to do. I was
security like, at the front of the hotel wrong. Yelled at our Uber driver.
Yeah,
because that was the second dare. She, like, parked in the wrong area, or
he
she
was, like, screaming.
She
at
drove
him,
against like, one way, but there was, like, no threat to safety, and he was, like, yelling at her and it saying, like, apparently reading is not part of your job description. And was just screaming
it was
at her.
Super
I'm like,
aggressive.
Oh, wow.
And
then the same guy
anything
later.
Anything about swingers, like, we're not aggressive people.
Yeah, exactly.
We're basically the hippies of...
And then, like, that same guy that yelled at our Uber driver yelled at one of our friends inside.
Yeah.
And then later outside, he was outside punching the bushes. Like,
yeah,
that dude had,
like
a anger problem
it
big time.
It was too much.
Like, and go home, bro.
Yeah. So, I just felt like the vibe in general was a lot more lenient, like, as far as...
The security guards.
Security guards, like, they got it.
Yeah.
Right? They were like, nobody's hurting anybody. Like... Yeah. You're all adults here.
I definitely felt much looser.
Anybody. Yeah, it was much more of like a loose.
Like at the Ahern, while we were in the lobby, like all the security. This is where people fuck up. When you have security that's dressed like cops.
Yeah.
They're all in black. They got their mag flashlights, and they look like they're there to cause problems.
And they were like checking everyone's bags.
It was just,
and
it was
fine.
It was,
like check our bags.
You can do it so much nicer though.
Yeah, like, it was like, it was just
if
very.
It, here's
like,
what I would do if I did that. I would like have my security guards in like light colors.
Yeah.
Like security across it, but when you have like a group that's just partying and not here to do anything to anybody. But the overall vibe of the security was just, it felt like I was doing something wrong.
And it's not like
the
hotel wasn't making money. I mean, that there was a line at the bar all the time.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not like anybody was trying to like run. I mean, there people were probably trying to sneak shit in and people probably got stuff in, you know, if they want to, they'll get it in, right? Like we have freaking SPF bottles that look like SPF bottles, but really we could fill them with liquor. Like if we wanted to, we could.
Don't
you
tell
know
our
what
secrets.
I mean?
Yeah.
But like, it's like their bar was packed. They made tons of money.
Yeah.
You know, the hotel was packed. Like, it's like, just fucking relax a bit. Like chill, dude.
Yeah.
You know,
felt,
and I was trying
it
to
felt
make
very
light.
Militant.
Yeah. I was trying to make light of things as I was like, as I got drunker, like going through, and they were kind of joking with me, but it was still like very much like, you can't pass without like us, like, cavity checking you. And I'm like, what do you think, I have a fucking flask shoved up my asshole? Like, no, like, could
maybe
I
you did.
Like, you know what, it was just like, it felt very like strict, you know,
much different than the other events where the security disappears into the background and they're there when they're needed. This one, it like right at the front door, there was like six security
guards, and it was so many of them. I'm like, why do we need six people here checking bags? Like, that seems a bit excessive to me.
It just, like I said, it felt very militant. Yeah. And then, so coming into that and then walking in just made the overall uncomfortableness of the whole thing.
Super
but
uncomfortable. I didn't know what
to
do. That
was back
to I was like,
Friday.
What to do? Yeah. So anyway, so then we get to, so
kind of went
we're
off
at
a tangent
the,
there.
I know, when we're on at the Lexi on Saturday, it just felt looser. Like
yes.
And because I had been at the Ahern the day before, I like immediately walked up to the security guy and I'm like, I go, so I know the pool's topless.
Like, what can I do? Where can I be?
Well, I was like, I go, the bathroom is essentially like right across from the pool, but I do have to kind of enter into the sort of the hotel. Like you kind of cross over a bit, but it's literally like right there.
Yeah.
Right. So my thought process would be, I'd be fine, but I didn't know. And I didn't want to get yelled at because that would have just ruined my fucking day. It would have ruined your day because you would have been pissed. They yelled at me. So I was like, and then all our friends would have been pissed. Like, it would just would have been, you know, so I was like, I'm just going to figure this out before I start getting drunk. And I just know like where I need to be. So then he was like, I'm not sure. I think it's fine, but let me find out for you.
Yeah.
So I guess he went and found out, but I was already in the pool and doing things. Like, and so then when I came back out, I kind of looked at it and I'm like, do I need a towel? Did you figure this out? He's like, I went to go look for you, but I couldn't find you to let you know you're fine. As long as all you're doing is walking from here to there to that bathroom, you're not going to the lobby or anything, you're fine topless. I'm like, okay. So it just felt just way more friendly. You know, it was just...
Yeah.
He seemed friendly about it. You know, he's like, oh, I tried to find you, but I couldn't find you. I just wanted you to know you're fine. And it just seemed looser.
Yeah.
And... So that day was a really fun day. We had a really good time that day. But again, there was no play on site. I mean, I think I saw some people giving a blowjob in the pool, but it was technically not allowed.
Again, it was a little looser.
Yeah.
And
the pool was super crowded, but it was deeper. So it didn't feel as crowded, I guess. Because
plus, we were there early, so we kind of got our spot.
Yeah, we were like in the corner by the stairs.
The entry, yeah.
And but even then, though, the pool had more depth to it. So you weren't like literally like waist level sticking out like a canister. Like, you know what I mean?
I think
like,
one of our friends, I got meat mouth again.
That's so gross that you say that.
Anyways, I'm kind of tall. So I was standing in the water and I heard like, help me. And then all of a sudden, one of our friends, she was like, the water was up to her neck. She grabbed my shoulders.
She got in too deep.
And she like pulled up on me. She's like, oh, thank you. So, yeah, apparently if you're short, you can drown in that. But we had like a kind of a private bartender off the main pool that not many people knew about.
Yeah.
So we actually met her and opened a tab there early. And she had plastic cups that were sitting out in the sun. And they were literally melting.
It was hot.
They were like melting.
It was hot.
And I go, you should probably move those in the shade.
Yeah. And it was hot.
DJ Lolo was in the house again.
Yeah.
Her set at Ahern was better. I'll just say that.
I know you said that. You're like, I'm so sad to say this, but her set was better at
you
Ahern.
Know what? We didn't talk about. So really quick before we go any further. So Friday, as we're... We're leaving to go to our concert because we needed to go eat dinner. We needed to get dressed and go to the concert. So we're on the timeline. So we were outside waiting for our Uber and you were like, I want some water. And then you started to get up and I'm like, I don't want you going into the lobby.
No, cause... I said, it's better if I don't go into the lobby. Yeah. You should go get me water because it's better if I don't go into the lobby. Because if I go into the lobby, people are going to start talking to me. Mm-hmm. And I'm never going to get out of there. And we're going to miss, like, getting our Uber or whatever. I think we were actually waiting for the van. I think that's the time.
Maybe the van, yeah.
But anyway, so I was like, you need to go in and get me water so that I don't get, like, caught up. We could just be in and out.
Because I'm less likely to talk to people.
Well, yeah.
I'm more like a ninja.
So I was like, you go in and out and you're going to be fine. So you go in there and I look over and I'm like, this guy, he's having a full-on conversation with his little DJ crush.
I walk up to the water and she comes up from my left. I'm like, oh, hey, from a fellow DJ. Great set. And we started chatting for a few minutes.
She was like, what's your DJ name or something?
Yeah, and I was like, is this Chris? And she's like, just Chris? I go, yeah, I don't really have like a fancy name. So she goes, no, it's fucking Chris. I go, okay, I'll take it. I'm fucking Chris. So, yeah. So I ended up being in there for a few minutes. I come out and you're like, what the fuck?
I was like, you were supposed to be the quick one and you were not. It would have been faster if I went in. But it was fine. We didn't miss our bus or our van or whatever the fuck.
Oh, and you also, you shot your shot with a chick in the Ahern pool.
No, that was the next day.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, yeah, Alexa, where we're currently at.
I saw her in the Ahern, and then I shot my shot in the Lexa.
So for those
she wasn't very impressed.
For those of you,
I don't know if she even knew I was shooting my shot. I don't think she did.
Because here's the thing about you: you are bi comfortable, bi situational.
Yeah.
You have a type when it comes to women.
Yeah, I mean, I like. Like, I can appreciate all women, but if I'm, like, watching something or, like, seeing somebody, like, a woman who catches my eye is usually dark hair, like, super dark hair. I think I've said this before. And, like, full body tattoos. Like
tattoos, which we share a type, so that works out quite well.
But a pretty face.
Yes, pretty face.
Yeah. Piercings are a plus.
You're like the bad girl. So, yeah, you shot your shot, and we were talking, you're like, oh, my God, look at her, and I was like, all right.
Yeah.
And, like, I saw the guy she was with, and it wasn't me.
It wasn't me either.
Well, of course, you don't look anything like the guy she was with.
I know. What? No, I just, he wasn't my, like, if I'm going to give a guy type, I don't even think I have a guy type.
Oh, he wasn't your type.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. It's just, like, he gave a vibe that wasn't.
Yeah.
Wasn't a good vibe.
It was people that we probably would not get along with on a regular basis. On just like a standard conversation.
And honestly, she was like the only
point.
One there that looked like that.
Yeah.
I mean, and she was pretty, but not as pretty as I normally would have liked.
Yeah.
So.
Pickens were slim.
It was, yeah, it was just like, she only caught my eye most, well, she caught my eye mostly because she was one of very few people there.
Yeah, she stood out.
Babies, yeah, she stood out.
Yeah.
I think she was like the only one.
And you know who stood out to me? There was a girl there that from the back, she was naked.
Oh, yeah, because she had like a, like, it was like a butt plug.
She had a butt plug that was holding
her bathing suit on
her entire front. So she had like, she had like a strap that went around her neck and then it came down and there was like two small bands that covered her nipples. And then it went down and there was a string.
Over her vagina.
That barely covered it, but then it all attached to a butt plug.
Yeah.
So the butt plug was the anchor.
Staying in. And you're like, it's a butt plug. I can see it when she bends over a little bit.
When she was dancing, you could tell she was like clenching.
Yeah.
That was very odd.
It was interesting.
It was, yeah. It was definitely, I'm like, at first I'm like, she's fucking naked.
I know. From behind, she looked naked.
Yeah.
And but, I was like, I didn't think that was allowed.
Yeah, I'm like, what? I didn't get the memo.
Because the first day I saw her was actually at the Ahern, but she was covering just enough to make it appropriate because she covered, like, her little strips covered her nipples, which is what they cared for. But I guess you could have your ass out. Mm-hmm. I mean, it makes sense because people are string bikinis or whatever. But
yeah, we were standing in line and I complimented her. I think
on
I
her
said,
butt plug.
Yeah, I was like, very nice suit there. I like how that all comes together.
I'm sure you're the only person who complimented her that day.
She goes, oh, thanks, babe.
Yeah, I'm sure you're the only one who said anything.
The only one.
The only one who acknowledged it.
So at that particular pool party, again, it felt very tame.
It was because you couldn't do anything.
I mean, you made out with somebody.
I did.
You did.
I did.
Some guy that looked like LeBron James.
Yeah, everybody said he was like a short LeBron James.
Short LeBron James.
He was good looking.
And then I made out with somebody.
Who?
I can't
remember.
One of our friends. Remember we were getting ready to leave and I was sitting down in a gazebo?
Oh, yeah.
And she came and she jumped on me.
Yeah, she was drunk.
Yeah.
Not that that's why she did it. That's not what I meant. That's not why I just thought of that because she was like
that
saying
explains
how she
her
had
being
to go,
so forward. Yeah.
Yeah, how she had to go eat and stuff or she didn't want to eat or whatever.
Well, earlier, really, I think it was earlier that night or the date earlier, she was telling us, she's like, oh, we got to get together and play. And I'm like, hey, yeah. And then
she was really trying to force it that day and it was like, well, we're literally in the middle. She's like, well, we'll go have dinner with you guys and then we'll go back to our room. Like, I mean...
Well, we did go back to the room.
Yeah.
So we...
Oh, my gosh. So we were in the pool all day. Like,
you got to think. At this point, we've been partying since Wednesday.
Wednesday,
partied. Thursday, partied. Fridays, partied. Saturday, partied. We're in
all
the
day.
You know,
in
six,
the pool
5 to 6
noon.
Hours each day, pool party in the sun. We went back to our room. I think we ate.
We ate. We went and ate dinner at our hotel, and then we... went back to our room
to take a nap,
a quick nap. And I'm not usually a napper, but I was like, I was actually going to stay up and gamble. Mm. But then I was like, no, I need a nap. Like, I really, if I'm going to hang tonight, I have to get some sleep.
So I think we went back. It was about 6:30 maybe or so.
And we were going to sleep until 8. I think 8. You told me 8.
It was just like an hour,
and
hour
then,
and a half.
Yeah, we're going to get up. We're going to get ready. You're like 8 because you know me how I'm not a napper. You're like, you're going to get up. You're going to do this. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah. Like, tell me when to get up. I'll get up. You know, it's fine. So we wake up.
But here's what happens. Here's what happens. So we sleep with rain sounds because that just cuts out the noise. Right. So apparently when you sync your, phone to your Bluetooth speaker, but you don't play the rain sounds very loud, it also turns down your alarm sounds.
Yeah.
Very inaudible. So we're sitting there and
sleeping.
And then you get up and you use the bathroom and the light from the bathroom wakes me up and I look over and I tap the top of my phone and it's
11:30 p.m.
Which if you know me, I panicked. We are on time everywhere we fucking go.
The party started at 9.
If right? I say we're going to be somewhere, we're going to be there. And that was the plan, was
and
to be there.
And you had like four people like texting you.
I had
like,
a hey, phone text. Here. Where are you? Where are we're you?
Here. We came here. I don't know how, because you don't put your phone on silent. I don't know how you missed the beeps from the text. We were out. We were dead. We were out. So we slept from whatever, 6:30 to 11:30.
But like I said, all the audio on my phone was going through the speaker. So since I had the speaker turned down...
So you had like a million texts like, we're here, where are you coming, like what are you doing, like it was like, and we're like, fuck, you're like, you better get ready fast, but I'm not one to take forever to get ready, like I'm usually you're like pretty quick to get ready, plus
I mean, you were able to save your makeup, you just had to touch up a little bit here and there.
Yeah, it was like a space theme, so I just did space buns, so I don't have to worry about like straightening or, and we had most likely, no, I don't know if we showered before, but I think we showered before and then we showered when we got up, but it was quick shower because we had already showered. Yeah. So anyway, we got ready real fast. Like 30 minutes, we were out the door. We were at the party by like midnight. Our Uber driver, we told her, she's like, you're fine. We're like, it goes till 3. She's like, oh, you're a perfect time to get to arrive. You're like, not if you know me.
No, but then I got there and I was still dragging ass. Yeah. And I felt like I had to catch up. And we walked in.
We sobered up. Because we slept.
And we walked in and it was another one of those, everybody's drunk. They come running up to you and good to see you. Blah, 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 blah. And I was just like, and I stepped away for a second. I can't do this right now. Like I walked away, kind of regained my composure.
Yeah.
Took a few drinks and then we had a good time Saturday night, but
it was in the same all area. Ketchup. Yeah, it was ketchup, and then we were in the same area, and so it was very big space, and it was, the theme was galactic. I think half the people were on ecstasy or some other drug, you know, so it was just like very much like,
yeah, we saw one of our friends flipping around on the stripper pole.
Yeah, I think she was on something. It was just like a lot again, and then a big open space. Mm-hmm. And we were trying to catch up and and again, it just wasn't our favorite nighttime party thing, but we had fun, but
Lolo killed it from what I remember.
You're so funny. We made friends with like all the bartenders though there. Mm-hmm. I kept telling one guy, like one guy just kept overhearing me. I was talking and I'm like, I love sucking dick. And he's like pouring me free drinks. He's like, you said, is she going to get a free drink or is she going to pay for that? And everybody's like, I think she's going to get that for free.
Jeez.
Sure enough.
It doesn't work the same when I say that, though.
No. I didn't even have to suck dick. I just had to say I like it.
I walk up, I'm like, I love sucking dick. I'm like, good for you, sir.
Oh, there was another bartender there that looked like Seth Rogen.
Oh,
he called himself, he's a personal trainer, too. And
so
he
was buffer.
Swell Rogen or Swole. Something. Swole Rogan.
Swole
Rogan. He had a business card. I was like, oh my God. Because I walked in and was like, I know you get this all the time. Like, I was like, 1,000%. There's no way nobody has ever said this to you besides me. He's like, and he has a full-on business card.
Yep.
He's like, I'm a personal trainer. Like, oh my God. Of course you are. But,
so yeah, Saturday night was fun.
Yeah. I mean, overall, we always have a good time, whether we're fucking with the bartenders or meeting new people or hanging out with our friends or all of the above. But it just wasn't, again, like...
Saturday, my only regret from the weekend is not getting there on time Saturday.
Yeah.
Because I know that was the big party night and not getting there, you know, on time and not...
I don't think it would have changed anything.
But it would have allowed me
to
not... I wouldn't have been as, like, ragged. Yeah. I would have been, like...
And that was the night our friend got yelled at. Like, she literally, you couldn't have... Okay, so, again, you couldn't... We're at the Ahern, so you couldn't have any nipples out. Like, everything was... Which, thank God, I bought a bunch of pasties. I mean, I have pasties, but, like, ones I want to kind of, like, use for, like, special occasion. Like, to wear... Like, to wear out... No, like, to wear out, like, without tops on them. But, like, all the pasties I bought, I had to, like, have a top on. And then, could I take my... You know, it was just, like, very, like...
Yeah.
Where can I be? So... They're very throwaway pasties. So our friend, again, used to all of the other parties that we go to where tits out is fine. including some other plush parties. She was taking a picture and, like, took her tits out or whatever to take a picture, and a security guard saw her and got all fucking bent out of shape, yelling at her husband, trying to kick him out.
Kick him out of the hotel that they're staying at.
Yeah.
It's like, it's no, like, bro.
And it was like...
No art of de-escalation whatsoever.
No art of de-escalation.
They took it from, like...
0 to 100. Like, yeah. It was like, you could have just said, like, hey, you're not allowed to do that here. Like, no nudity, you know, whatever. Simple. And it's not like the room was full of anybody but adults who were there for the party. It was a rented venue.
Wasn't that the zoo?
It was a rented venue. So I don't get why it was so aggressive, but so that kind of, like, put a little vibe on things.
Yeah, he
but
was screaming at them, and he's like, you need to go up to your room and not come
and
back down.
We're kind of, like,
and...
watching. We're like...
Yeah.
She's, like, holding her pizza box. She's like, what do you want me to do here?
Like I said, that was the same security guard that yelled at her Uber driver, and that was punching bushes outside.
He was having a bad day, which was weird, because it was the only thing he was dealing with was a bunch of, like, naked drunk people. But we weren't even, like, nobody was...
Yeah.
It was just ridiculous. I don't know. It was too much.
That was one of the things that's kind of, like, a little bit of a damper on the event.
Yeah. So, anyway, so we did all that, and then Sunday.
So, Sunday.
Plush was over at checkout time on Sunday, which was 11 a.m., but we were there till Monday.
Yes.
So, we had planned to do Whispers, which is a lifestyle party resort. I don't know. It's a
house
that's been taken over by a resort.
We've talked about it in a couple episodes, but basically it's just an old house that it's one of the OG LS places, but they have, like, indoor rooms and they have a big pool. So during the summer they do pool parties and such. And we've always gone at night.
Yeah. We've only been there during October. So we've never been to their pool parties. So we're really excited about going to the pool party. It's an LS place. We knew they had playrooms. We're like...
Fully nude.
Fully nude.
It was like, all right, finally, we're going to release ourselves from no constraints.
Yeah, this is ourselves. And then...
I had all these plans. I was going to take you back, and I was going to strap you up.
I know. You literally were like... But then what happened is 4 days of partying happened, and in our Uber ride on the way there, I started getting so nauseous. Like... Nausea is the worst feeling, and I just, until you're nauseous, you forget how bad it is to feel nauseous.
And it's from our hotel, it was like a 20-minute drive.
Yeah, and I was just like, oh my God, I cannot throw up. And our Uber driver was not friendly.
No.
I was like, it's hot in her car. I'm like,
and she kept, like, gassing it and then slowing down.
Yeah,
gassing it, so it was like,
oh my God, it was the worst drive ever. I'm like, when is this going to end? I'm like, I'm going to have to tell her to pull over so I can throw up. Like, it was so bad. I felt so nauseous. But then we get there, and I'm like, okay, if I drink some water, like, maybe just being out of the car will help, you know? And I'm sitting there, and I'm trying to rally, but it's just not going
away. We're sitting on the couches inside the living room.
Yeah.
Which is nice and cool. Coolish.
It was coolish, but it was just like, we got there early. Like, that was our plan, to get there early.
The party's from 12 to 6.
Yeah, so we got there at 12:30, I think. And I'm just, like, in and out of the bathroom, like, trying to throw up, like, make myself feel better. I'm like, I can't feel better. I'm, like, sipping water. And we just look crazy sitting on that couch because we literally looked like we were so uncomfortable.
Well, if anybody, you know, if you've ever been to an LS party, you know there's always the couple in the corner that is fighting.
Fighting, or they're just so uncomfortable because they don't know what to expect or what to do or what's going on around them.
And you're always that sucks. That was us.
We looked like that couple.
So I kept, like, rubbing your leg just so people can look at us and be like, we're not fighting.
Yeah.
We're on the struggle bus.
And people were trying to, like, come over and, like, be nice and be like, hey, welcome, and be friendly. But I was just, like, I was not feeling. I couldn't even talk. Like, I was just, like, I feel like if I open my mouth, I'll throw up. But I don't feel like I have to throw up. Like, it's just, it was, like, oh, so bad. And then you're like, well, should we go? And I'm like, I can't get back into a car. Like, that's the thing. If it was our car, I would be fine with it because then I could be, like, pull over. Or
it was frustrating for me because there's nothing I can do
to make me feel
better. Yeah, like, normally it's like, all right, you're not feeling good, fine, we'll go home.
Yeah.
But we couldn't do that.
Yeah, I couldn't even leave because I was like, there's no way I can get back into an Uber. Like, the motion of being in an Uber will just, like, set me over the edge. So I'm like, I think I can rally. And I just kept thinking I would feel better. So we're literally sitting there, and then you go out to get me some water, and you run into some friends that we've previously seen at EDR. Mm-hmm. And you're like, yeah, she's not feeling good. She's on the struggle bus. And they come inside and then they're just like, I hate seeing you guys like this because normally you're so bubbly and so friendly and, you know, just happy-go-lucky and like smiling and you just look miserable. And I'm like, I am, and it sucks. And then you had heartburn that suddenly hit you. Well, then
you started feeling better. You told me, you're like, you know what? I'm starting to feel a little bit better.
Figure this out.
But then I started getting like massive acid reflux. Yeah. And I'm like, ugh.
But then our friends from EDR, she found some Tums for Tums. You to help you feel better.
So after about 3 hours,
literally we sat on the 6 hour party for 3 hours. It was so bad, and so many people were trying to be so nice. And I mean, just it's a good community, and that place in general. Like yeah. We've had pretty good like experiences there. And
there and was I'm like, sitting there looking out at the pool, having I FOMO. Know.
I'm just like, go, leave me here. But it was like, I just couldn't. I mean, nausea is the worst. So then, like 3 hours into it, I'm like, okay, I think I'm like, the nausea is gone enough that like, I still don't feel obviously 100%, but no. The nausea is gone. So that's like the biggest thing, right? Like, I don't want to be in the pool trying to throw up or something weird, mm-hmm. you know, or like running out of it all like a weirdo. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, the nausea is gone. I think I can rally and get in the pool. So we did. Because mm-hmm. We're going to save today. So we had, you're like, I think you just need hair of the dog. Like maybe just a little more like
hair of the dog. You needed some cold water from the pool.
So we got in and we kind of like socialized a little bit. It wasn't obviously like ideal because, I mean, like I said, they have playrooms there. It was like all the things. And it's like, and there was a good looking crowd there. Mm-hmm. It was like a lot of people. It was a fun
Neither
crowd,
one of us were feeling sexy.
But it was, I was not feeling sexy at all. I was like, I can't. I mean, the last thing I need to be doing is like being jiggled around a bed or something and make my nausea come. So we were just existing, but I put a
check in the win column, though, that with the fact that we got in the pool.
I know, 1,000%.
And
so we did the 3 hours.
You like did play a little bit. You got some of the best meat in Vegas. You got Tom's meat in your mouth.
Oh yeah. Tom, the owner of the place, he owns it, right?
I think he's one of the owners.
Yeah, so he was making burgers, yes. And oh my God, these burgers were like
so thick,
humongous. Yeah. So yeah, I had the best meat in my mouth.
So he told me to make sure that we put on our Cassidy account that we both had Tom's meat in our mouth, and it was the best meat we've ever had.
He did make a good burger.
Yeah, very good.
It was like
I hit the spot.
Handmade. Yeah, because then so then we like really didn't eat because obviously I wasn't feeling good. So I didn't eat really much breakfast, and then nausea. I wasn't eating anything then. And then so then once I did start feeling good, and then the party was like winding down because you can't. It's only till 6. So mm-hmm. We were there. We were in the pool for about 3 hours. Maybe.
Yeah, we were there till like 6 and
so right before it ended, I was like, well, he's still making burgers, so I'm going to get one before we leave. So we both got a burger, chatted up with another couple from Colorado. I mean, overall, it was fun, but it wasn't the fun we anticipated having.
It wasn't
what
I expected, yeah, but that's
on us.
Well, you also have to, you can't really go in with too many expectations. Right. Like if you're expecting too much, always you're just gonna be disappointed. You just got to go with the flow, and that's what the day brought us, and we had a good time, and we made the best of it. And then we went back to the room and we slept for 12 hours.
Oh my God, we were so dead.
We were like,
we went back
to the room. You gambled a little bit.
I was going to, and then I think I said no.
Yeah.
Because we went and got like chips and salsa or something.
Yep.
And we both were like, we're not drinking, we're just having water. So we both had water and I think a lemonade or something. And then I was like, yeah, I'm going to gamble. And then after I finished, I was just like, I'm dead.
Bedtime.
So we went to bed so early.
I think it was like 8.
8.
Because then I said, you know, we got shit to do tomorrow. We're just driving home.
Leaving. Yeah,
let's make sure we get good sleep. And we slept from 8 to 8. And that was much needed.
It was so needed. Because it was a long fucking weekend.
Yeah.
So ultimately, it was a fun weekend. It was a good time. We always, like I said, we always enjoy plush parties. Always a good looking crowd. Fun people. I mean, in the past, in other parties, we've met really good people. We didn't meet a ton of new people this time. We met a few, but not a ton. Downside is there was no play on site as far as anything. And then the nudity was
outside
minimal.
Of going to someone's room.
Yeah, outside of going to someone's room. And then the nudity was minimal, which, I mean, I like being topless.
I like all you the being time. Topless too.
Yeah. So that was, but I mean, would I do it again? Maybe. I like Plesh's New Year's party better.
Yeah.
And then, like you said, Naughty in New Orleans is like right the next weekend. I know all, we had friends that went and they were texting us as they were there. And we had some FOMO with that.
Whole time they were saying how much of a good time they were having. And
yeah. Although they said it would be better if we were there.
Of course. Everything's better with us.
So, and I don't know what the... I think they do play on site. Like, they do actual play parties and stuff at Naughty.
Naughty Nolens is July 9th.
Next year?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I think I'd probably, if we were going to do anything, do that. And then just keep with Plush's New Year's parties. Because I just feel like I said, I feel like with the Dirty and Dirty Vegas, it's bringing sand to the beach.
That was also the thing is... It would have been an easier weekend for us party-wise if we didn't have all the other shit we wanted to do.
Yeah.
If we just went Friday through Saturday. You know what I mean? Like, maybe. If we didn't want to do
it
our Wednesday and Thursday.
It still was long parties. Like,
yeah.
Partying from 12 to 6 and then 9 to 3. It's still a lot.
You know what's long?
This podcast. This
fucking podcast. I wanted to call it like 30 minutes ago.
Well, we just needed to wrap it up. And you made me like wrap it up real fast the last one. Like, I didn't even get to talk about anything.
Chop, chop.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So there we are. So I think we're going to close this up here pretty soon. Is there anything else you wanted to say?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
We're going to be at Bia Vita tomorrow.
Yeah. So July 6th, which is tomorrow. So this probably is not going to get published until tomorrow morning, which is Saturday morning. It's going to go out. And if you're listening to it, we're actually probably going to be partying naked. And then July 20th is the next DTF Lust Party in Minifay. You can get details on that if you join the DTF community on Cassidy. If you're in SoCal, it's the place to be. They actually have a big pool party coming up.
August 10th?
August 10th. They're doing a kind of like a takeover collaboration
Bia Vita.
With Bia Vita. So it's going to be the DTF. It's going to be a glow party. Mm-hmm. That's going to be fun. We're already booked there. We already got that all tickets bought. And then, yeah, I think that's it on the books for now. But, well, except for New Year's Eve.
Yeah, New Year's Eve is already on the books.
Booked
and
Because
we wanted to make sure we got it at the host.
The host hotel.
We didn't want to be Which we did last year, too. So
yes.
That was the
so,
key.
Anyways, I think we're going to call it.
When enjoying the sweet side of life, keep your pineapples upside down, believe in unicorns, and keep shaking it up.
Love you, baby.
Love you, too.
Good night.
Good night. If you would like to get in contact with us, please email us at thesweetsideoflifepodcast@outlook.com. Or you can always find us on any one of our socials that are listed in the podcast links.